What's up, people? We are live.
We are live.
I think Daryl's uploading a picture right now. So, are you still eating something too, man?
Oh, no, man. You gave me ample time to finish my delicacy.
Hell yeah. Okay, cool. Well, I'll just jump in. So, to preface this episode, I'm coming down off of nicotine and purging this, like, alcohol and shit from my body. So it's going to be more of a contracted, rah, kind of state. But that's no excuse to not create content, to not produce content, and to not be in the fucking vortex and just enjoy yourself, right? But that's, I want to talk about this because I think this is a good foundational platform, a good level stepping stone to build, you know, to take you on your journey to expand and access your consciousness, right? But what is this foundation? What do I mean when I say that? I mean, the habits that we engage in on a daily basis are slowly lifting us in either an upward spiral or pushing us in a downward spiral, right? If you wake up in the morning, the first thing you do is smoke some crack. You know, it's kind of hard to access your consciousness, right? You know what I mean? If you just start day drinking as soon as you wake up, it's kind of hard to access your consciousness because that shit suppresses your consciousness and lowers you in a, you know, a very negative state. It's a very disempowered state. It puts you in reaction, all these different things. So yes, follow your excitement. Yes, concentrate, you know, focus on feeling good. All your actions should be coming from a place of inspiration, but it's separating, you know, what's actually inspiration and what is actually lower consciousness, lower vibrational, you know, habits. And some of these things are, you know, eating crappy food, you know, smoking cigarettes, drinking. Yes, you can do some celebratory stuff where you have like a drink, you know, a toast here, or like on New Year's, you drink a little bit of champagne, or, you know, you go to the Amazon, you do some ayahuasca, you do a tobacco, you smoke a lot of tobacco to cleanse yourself. There's a lot of different things that they can be used in celebratory and you know, you can take pure MDMA or like acid or, you know, pure acid, not what the fuck it's on the streets now. Or let's say something like mushrooms. These things can be used to aid your spiritual growth. I've done mushrooms, you know, once. I've done MDMA once. And these are awesome things. They should definitely be done with people who know what they're doing and in a good setting with good people you trust who can support you and, again, know what the fuck they're doing. But my point being, it's very, very difficult, right, if you're engaging in these habits because they suck you down. It's like a life of their own. It's like you're letting these entities in, and it's almost like you're being possessed by these entities, and they're going to suck you down this downward spiral, and it takes away from your personal power, right? When I'm not smoking anything, right, there's the 2 weeks there before about New Year's where this all happened, and I'm kind of replaying the same reality again and again and again, and now I'm breaking out of it once more, and this time those cords are cut for good. But the 2 weeks there before New Year's where I wasn't smoking anything, wasn't drinking anything, I felt amazing. And every day just got, and like it is now, it's getting better and better and more clear, more focused, more energy, more power. It's amazing, okay? That's what happens when you cut all these strings, toxic people, toxic habits, you know, smoking. And I understand it can be hard, right? There's definitely urges and times where I'm like, no, run, go smoke or make an excuse. And it's very important to feel into your body, right? Feel into your body and really evaluate what side of the spectrum is this coming from, right? Is this a destructive habit or is this an empowering habit? If I do this, do I feel aligned with this, right? Do I feel aligned with smoking crack? Probably not. I don't feel like smoking crack. I'm probably not going to do that, right? Is it an empowering state that I come into when I engage in these habits? So yes, there's one side of the coin that you are the creator of reality without a fucking doubt. You can manifest amazing things, okay? It's not about effort and hustle. It's none of this shit. That's one side of the coin, correct. The other side of the coin is taking empowered actions where you feel good, right? So when I engage in a state or a habit, like let's say lifting weights or cooking a fucking awesome meal or, you know, eating an orange or reading a good book. You know, I feel great after these or taking a freezing cold shower, right? I feel amazing after I engage in one of these habits and one of these actions. When I, you know, clean up and I think of, oh my God, how are the people around me going to feel about the house when it's clean? They're going to feel so good. Or, you know what? I'm so happy that I have this house, you know, that I can stay in. Or I'm so happy that, wow, somebody favorited the podcast or somebody, you know, shared or retweeted something, right? I'm having gratitude. It's an empowering state. Or, oh my God, I feel so inspired to make a fucking long ass Instagram live stream and then and then, you know, cut that up. I'm in an excited state, right? I feel great after these, after, you know, I take these actions coming from this place, right? The place it's coming from. And when that happens, it's just this upward spiral. So right now, you listening, listener, you beautiful person, you amazing infinite being of human consciousness, you listening right now, you have habits, right? I want you to evaluate. As soon as you get done listening to this episode, or even better, right fucking now, evaluate what habits, and just give it a nice, you know, the as they say, like the Pepsi challenge, right? Is this a destructive, negative habit where I feel worse after doing it? Or do I feel empowered and great about this, and Dante, after I get done doing it?
Something to add to this before you go on and completely blow the reader's minds. Or not the reader, the listener. They're listening.
Go for it. I'm gonna finish making this ramen, brother. Speaking of destructive habits, and then I'm gonna. Hey, I'm on my journey. All right, I'm on my journey. All right. Anyway, go ahead, brother. I'm gonna mute myself.
Ramen is nutritional. Okay, it has amazing benefits such as sodium,
like plastic
and sodium.
Go on, man. Go on. Tell the people.
Oh man, to be honest, I ain't got nothing to say, dude. I'm just happy. I feel good today, guys. I'm in the vortex, you dig? More of the story, don't do crack. That's really all we're trying to convey in this podcast is...
that'll be the title. Don't do crack. Episode 4.
Episode 4. Refrain from crack usage.
They're going to be listening like, wow, these guys are going to really new horizons. I love this. This is innovative.
Change the game, guys. One podcast at a time. man, yo, this would be funny though if this is the episode that blows up. The first 5 minutes is just us talking to them about.
No, bro. I mean, like, because look, we have this podcast, and one of the biggest messages that Daryl and I have that we are fucking so psyched about is feeling good and following your excitement. Right? This is the law of the fucking universe here. This is goddamn physics, metaphysics. If you follow your excitement, follow your inspiration, you know, follow what makes you feel good, your life will trans fucking form. Let me tell you, it will shock you. If you just do this for one day, right? As a trial, you know, a free trial or whatever, right? 24 hours, just follow your excitement, follow your inspiration, follow what makes you feel good. And I encourage you to do this on, let's say, a weekend, so you don't have to do this at work, because you can't just like leave your job, you know, maybe you can actually, if we really want to go there, maybe you can. But if you're not distrusting,
what can we can do? When they're at work, they can follow what's most exciting amongst their tasks. Like, for example, let's say you have a task to check an email. Well, what's more exciting? Checking an email or calling a client? So just follow, like, the highest excitement of your workflow so you can still keep it up.
Yeah, well said. There you go. But the point being, the big message we have is, like, follow your excitement, follow what feels good, because... anytime you're doing something, you feel you have to do it, or you feel like you're doing it to like make other people like you, or if that there's even that energy within it at all, or it's coming from places of desperation, you have to survive, and you know, there's stress, there's worry, there's frustration, there's depression, all these different things. These are all on the negative, low vibrational side of the energetic scale, right? If you want to know more about this, again, as I fucking recommend in every goddamn episode, go check out Levels of Energy by Frederick E. Dodson. It's amazing, and you know, hit us up if you want a picture of the scale. We'll send it to you so you can kind of get an idea for it. But when it's coming from that place, it's exhausting, number one, because the energy is heavy, contractive, dense. It's just exhausting to fucking engage in it. It's exhausting to be depressed. It's exhausting to take any kind of action from a place of depression, because it's coming from a place of depression and it's not empowering, it's disempowering. It's stripping all your power away. So the big message we have is feeling good, but The other part of that is taking action from a place of inspiration and really evaluating what habits you have, because the habits that we have can make or break us, or in a better, let me put that in more simple terms, they can aid our upward spiral or aid our, you know, the descent to negative personal fucking hell. And because I'm in a state right now where I stopped smoking, I stopped drinking, I stopped hanging out with a lot of different people, I've come a very long way in my spiritual growth. I want to talk to you guys from this place, because this is what I'm doing. And it's very difficult to, you know, smoke crack, do heroin, smoke cigarettes, chain smoke, and also be your best self, because it's taking away from your energy, it's taking away from your power, and it's aiding and plunging you into a downward spiral. You want frictionless. If there's disalignment in your energy and your vibration, that's where disease, that's where unhappiness, that's where all these different horrible fucking things happen. You want alignment with whatever you're doing. And if you're engaging in these habits that can put you in a downward spiral and contribute to negativity and low vibration, it separates you, causes a split and a host of just not really pleasing outcomes can arise from that. So because I'm in that state right now, that's why this episode's so like tactical, practical, blah, blah, blah. And it's not so much as a feel up. Good laughing, although there's some of that in there. Go ahead, man.
Just because you in that state don't mean the podcast is in that state, baby. You got Darryl Bryan over here, baby. You got the vortex on the other side, brother. And this is a good episode because this is exactly what people need. You know, I'm tired of hearing fucking podcasts where everyone's happy. I understand people go through some down days, but man, you gotta express it. You know what I mean? Like, why are people hiding it? Like, stop hiding it, baby. You need to release the beast. Fucking come on a podcast one day and just start talking about your problems, and then come on the podcast the next day and be in the vortex and find the solution to every problem. Just having this amazing epiphany moment that's like, oh my God, my life is amazing. I'm abundant. I'm blessed. I'm prosperous. I'm loved. I'm amazed. Wow.
Yeah, the fucking awesome thing about this is, look, I know you might be sitting there, right, as I was a long time ago, and I was hanging out with a big social circle, and you know, we would drink a lot and party and smoke weed and have orgies, and it was fucking great. But it wasn't also making me happy, and there was a split because I knew I was supposed to be doing something else, right? I knew I wanted to do something else. I knew I was
Wait, Dante. Inspired. Dante, you guys had orgies?
Yes, we had orgies.
That's fucking awesome, dude. Like no cap. I've never been in an orgy. That's fucking crazy shit, dude.
It's cool. But it's the place it's coming from, right? Because it was like numbing myself, right? I wasn't enjoying it. It was like drinking a ton, right? Like, why the fuck do we drink? It's so we can have inhibitions and so we can quote unquote be ourselves. But you can fucking do that from a place of clean energy, high vibration energy, and it's magnified times a fucking billion, and you don't have to spend money and you know, have all the health repercussions and the fucking range of shit that you have to deal with when you're doing that by just being in a state of high vibration and consciousness, right? Higher consciousness. So,
my boy.
My point being, right, I was in that state and I felt there was disalignment, right? This is not making me happy. This is, there's something else. What's going on here? What am I doing? And from that place, it was hard. It was hard for me to just to get out of that loop, to get out of that cycle of partying, drinking, smoking. And I go out a lot, right? Or at least I did when I wanted to, until I kind of separated myself from everybody. But to focus on my internal growth and level myself up consciousness-wise. But I would see people, meet people who, man, you can just tell they're not happy. And it's like, It's hard to break from that cycle is what I'm getting at. It's very, very difficult to break from that cycle. But if it's not making you feel good, if it's not sustainable, if you're not enjoying yourself around these people, and I'll give you the perfect example, right? I'm not saying that you just hate being around them all the time. What I am saying, Christian, over here. What I am saying, right? I was talking to my cousin there, just made some food. Goddamn, can I just say it? Jesus Christ. What I am saying is that you might have, you know, 50% or whatever the percentage is that you might feel good or excited around them because you guys are drinking. It's like, oh, yeah, I've got, you know, here with the boys or whatever. Oh, fuck, we're going to have orgy, blah, blah. From that, there's a frenetic, chaotic state that I was in that was excited, but it's not real excitement, right? It's not true excitement. It's tainted by like low vibration energy, by all these different habits, lower consciousness. I'm just numbing myself.
What I'm tripped out about is the process of an orgy. Like, how do you organize an orgy, dude?
That's a podcast episode for another time, my friend.
Bro, I want to talk about this shit now, bro.
We can low-key talk about that after the episode if you want to support. No, it's important,
bro,
though, right?
It's so fun, like, to talk about. Please, can you just give us a little preview? Like, how do you organize it, bro? Do you like... Are you already friends, or is it like random? Cause this is some fun shit.
Both.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn. And guys, I'm not trying to be funny. Like, I'm genuinely curious because it's some shit that I've seen in movies, but I didn't know it was real life type shit. You know what I mean? This is crazy.
Dude. No, it's normal. Definitely a thing.
It's normal.
Yeah. Well, it's what you want, right? It's what makes you feel good.
Damn, that's trippy, dude. That's crazy. I mean, it's not crazy, but it's like, it's a whole new world. And guys, this is amazing, because this is infinite consciousness, right? Think about it. The universe needed orgies to be complete, or they wouldn't exist. Like, everything is consciousness. Like, I need you guys to understand. Just because you may not agree with it doesn't mean that some person somewhere isn't doing it. And that's so fun. It's like we live in an infinite reality with infinite potentials, infinite things that can occur, including orgies with miscellaneous strangers. That's fucking awesome.
Fuck yeah. But tying up this point, right? What I was leading to is when I'm with Daryl and I'm talking with Daryl, when I'm with Daryl virtually and soon to be in person, because we live across states right now, but that's soon going to change. There's never a point where I'm like doubting, you know. If anything, I'm only doubting myself because I'm going through different realizations or the lower consciousness is like separating from itself. Or like right now, I'm purging all this low vibration energy from my body because I've stopped smoking and now I'm entering that cycle of cleaning my energy and cleaning my consciousness, you know, wiping all this fucking sludge and filth off. There's never a point where there's like even a minuscule percentage point of what I felt, you know, in that social circle of like, oh, I shouldn't be doing this or blah, blah. No, it's all good. It's all excitement. If I'm in a disempowered state, I can just speak with Daryl for like 30 seconds and I'm in the fucking, you know, vortex. I'm in high vibration. I'm in, you know, higher consciousness. I'm feeling great. I'm following my excitement, right? I'm trying to hit all these different words and terminology just because I don't, you know, various people listening, you might be coming from different points of view. I want to make sure that I'm speaking to you. It's not about the word. It's about the message and the meaning behind that, which I hope you're getting. But yeah, that's all I want to say, right? I'm in this place where right now it's like, sometimes I wake up and it's like, oh, you know, I want a fucking cigarette, or I feel kind of shitty because I know this stuff is leaving my body, but that doesn't mean that I'm doing the wrong thing, or that doesn't mean that like I fucked up or like none of that. It's like, it's slowly leaving my body and I'm slowly walking up the scale of energy back into high vibration, back into consciousness, right? And it becomes easy and you feel better and everything just is in an up and upward fucking spiral. It's amazing what happens when you separate these habits, and you can feel it, right? You listening, I imagine you know exactly what your vice is, what the negative low vibrational thing that's the most dominant. For me, it's cigarettes, right? Or excuse me, it was cigarettes. So for you, it might be, you know, XYZ. Once you allow that thing, once you stop holding on to it and you just let it go, your life will fucking explode. Cause that's your higher self telling you this is the biggest piece blocking the stream, right? This is the biggest piece blocking your consciousness. And if you can move that boulder right out of the way, it's going to be a tidal wave.
I wouldn't say blocking your consciousness. I would say your vortex. Because your consciousness,
source energy, right?
Your consciousness is always you. Like there's no way you can not be you unless, I mean, it's impossible. You're always going to exist. Maybe you'll be a rock. Maybe you'll be an Esasani. Who knows? All you know is that if you feel good, you have a higher degree of access to who you really are. And that really is a benefit because think about it. It's like, why would I only use half of my potential? Doesn't make sense. When I feel good, I use all my potential. This microphone is tripping out on this recording. Go ahead and talk, brother.
Yo, I keep muting myself. That's why. Can you hear me?
Yeah. But keep it up. I need to unplug the mic and plug it in.
Gotcha. Oh, all right. I thought you were taking over. I was going to go for a bite. I mean, that's a good illustration or highlight of what I was trying to say there. I like to think of it like a stream, right? And I got this from Abraham Hicks. I like to think of life, consciousness, energy as a stream. And when you engage in these low vibrational habits, it's kind of like you're putting your foot down in the stream. And instead of letting the current carry you effortlessly, you don't have to do anything. It'll just automatically carry you to where you want to go. you're like slamming your foot down in the stream. You're like, no, I fucking refuse. And you're dragging yourself along, and then you're pissed off at yourself because you're not making as much progress and everything's difficult. And you're like, fuck, why is it like this? But in actuality, you fucking put your foot down in the first place. And all you have to do is let go of the motherfucking foot. Just lift it up. And then the stream will carry you to where you want to go. That's how you can think of energy, right? It's just insane and doesn't serve. And it's the most inefficient thing to do to engage in depression or anxiety or fear or stress.
It does.
Because it weighs you down and it slows you down from getting what you want. And I understand you might be listening to this and you're like, well, fuck Dante, I'm scared to go do that. Or that girl's pretty cute and attractive. And I don't know, I would like to talk to her, but I'm really fucking scared. And what kind of shit is this? Your stream fucking analogy. That doesn't help me. Listen, if you want, again, if you listen to all this and you still need some practical, tactical information, look, follow your excitement, follow your bliss, follow your passion, follow your inspiration, follow what makes you feel good. That's it. The more you can get context for what that state feels like, and automatically everything will fall to the wayside. Everything will just be dissolved. All these habits, they just, like, smoking cigarettes doesn't make me feel good. You know what makes me feel good? Recording this fucking podcast and crushing it and just posting content all day. You hear it in my voice. It's so exciting. I love it. I'm living on the fucking highest high of life, okay? Boom. I'm following my excitement. Nowhere in there is there a girl or a Lamborghini
or crack
or fucking cigarettes or crack cocaine. Nothing. No, I have everything I need within this moment, right? Exactly. No crack. And by following your excitement, your inspiration, your bliss, you will feel amazing. Number one. Number two, you will then be living in a state of true abundance, which is getting what you need when you need it. How do you know what you need? You follow your excitement. That's whatever you feel you want to do in that moment. That's exactly what you need. That's the only criteria. Now, what's up?
I want to kind of convert this energy to more lighthearted energy, bro. Because there's a lot of funny energy in me, bro. I just want to crack jokes. And this crack joke, dude, is fucking hilarious, dude. Like, there's someone out here, bro, who's feeling guilty as shit listening to this podcast. Like, damn, Daryl, I smoke crack. Why are you judging me right now?
Hey, we might change his life. What are you talking about? He could be like, this is the day, man. I'm not doing crack anymore.
Who's still doing that shit. Don't worry. Today's the day you're going to quit. Because let me tell you why.
Hey, listeners, listening to Access Your Consciousness, go 5-star this. Go review it. Go share it with somebody. Immediately. Do it. Grow the movement. Be a part of it. Be part of the fucking revolution.
You stop smoking crack, guys. And...
Yeah, be part of the revolution to stop crack.
Right. Crack is not a drug. Okay, crack is a fix. That's all it is. It's a fix. What is a fix? A fix is something that's broken and you need to repair it. Alright? So what happens is you're broken and then you go to something external, something outside of yourself to fix it. It's like a band-aid. You just rip that shit off after it gets worn out and you need a new fix. And a lot of people, they're on crack and they're not on drugs. They're actually just on depression. Like, literally, there's some people out here who think they need antidepressants. And maybe you do. But to be honest, if you really deep down analyze yourself and you just weren't afraid to look at what's wrong and just fix that area, just be bold as fuck and be like, look, I'm going to fix this shit. Because there's something in your life depressing you. Something. It could be a self-image. It could be an idea, a concept, it could be a person, it could be a situation, but something. Like, if you're just honest with yourself and say, look, I'm not going to be depressed anymore, I'm not going to take these pills anymore, and you guys listen like, Daryl, it's not that easy. Listen to me. As soon as you laugh, right, as soon as someone tells you a joke and you laugh, that depression is gone. And then you remind yourself after you finish laughing, oh wait, I have depression. Boom! Back in it again. And then I'm telling you this from experience, so it's not like I'm like, nah, man. You guys have the option to go deal with your problems. Go deal with the problems and enjoy it. Enjoy the process. Have fun while discovering who you really are. Not who your parents told you to be, not who your teacher told you to be, not who society told you to be, not who your ex told you would be. Be who you are authentically in your purpose. I have yet to see a person who's authentically themselves fixed, like on a fix, just completely chucking something external into their body. And it doesn't have to be crack. It can be anything. It can be literally an addiction to politics. Maybe you just love hearing about Trump and that wall.
Or complaining, right? Or
right?
Gossiping.
Or that. It's like, you don't have to go through that. Like, right now, I don't look for anything external for validation. I'm not looking for a girlfriend to tell me I'm cute. Motherfucker, I know I'm cute. Goddamn bitch, Apo, fucking cutest. And it's like, you don't need anything external to feel good. This is what Abraham Hicks is telling us, right? You don't need security to feel secure. You don't need a house to feel secure. You don't need money to feel secure. You don't need $1 million to feel secure. It's a vibration. It is a free Quincy. It's literally free. You can feel good right now. It's possible. You don't need a fix. You don't need a fix. You don't need a fix. You're not broken, goddammit. You're a whole. You're an infinite cosmic being. God chose you on purpose. You exist on purpose. What is the purpose? You exist. That is the purpose. Everything else is up to you to pick. Everything else is neutral.
Good point, man. And the whole depression thing, like, I can relate to that. Just this past week, I had a really big moment where I just felt, you know, just irritated all the time. I felt really fucking depressed. I'm like, goddamn, blah, blah. And a lot of that, again, is attributed to the not smoking and this being cleared out of my body. But look, in those states, just do what you can when you find yourself in those states, right? Take a nap. That's one of the big things, right? When you take a nap, it's like you hit the reset button. You kill all the momentum that you've built for that negativity, for that depression, right? Because as soon as you wake up in the morning, right? If you just check your phone, you instantly put yourself in a state of reactivity. Now you're reacting to something. You're releasing a little bit of cortisol. There's a whole bunch of research and science that goes into that, why it's terrible. You should wait like an hour at least before you check your phone in the morning. But you're automatically building momentum to put yourself in a state of reactivity and not in the vortex, right? Not connected to your source, not aligned, not in the high vibrational energy, right? You haven't built up that reservoir of power yet. So you've automatically depleted it. And or if you wake up and you feel irritated and you give a little bit more energy to that irritation, and then it grows and it grows and it grows and it grows. And it has all this momentum, this negative momentum. And likewise, if you wake up, you make your bed, you don't check your phone, maybe you have a nice cup of coffee, you say hi to everybody in the house, you're like, hey, how's it going? Oh, I fucking love that. But you share good energy. Now you're building positive momentum. So if you find yourself in a state of depression or negativity, take a nap, right? If you can't do that, if you're at work or something, just follow your excitement. Try to work up the scale of negativity. So if you're feeling depressed, maybe find something that you can feel guilty about or shameful about. Then you move up from there, right? What's something that I could feel maybe a little jealous about? Maybe what's someone I can feel jealous about, you know, this girl or this guy? Or and then after that, kind of walk up to like hating on somebody, right? Like, how do I fucking find something to be angry about? Now you're shifting up the energetic scale. Then from that place, maybe fucking do something like, maybe, you know, what's something you can be grateful for, right? It's hard to make the jump if you're feeling depressed to just being like, oh, hello, everybody. I'm inspired. It's hard to go from the A to B or A to Z, right? So don't fucking go from A to Z. Just slowly walk up the scale, right?
I don't necessarily agree with that. Let me tell you why. In theory, it is hard, right? But in actuality, it's not. Like I told you, if I tell you a joke, all of a sudden it's gone. But it's the memory. It's your constant reaffirmation of, I'm depressed. So if a person would let go of that memory, like, let's say they all of a sudden get amnesia, they're going to be happy as shit. They're going to literally forget everything. The reason it's hard is because they keep on remembering. Right? They keep on telling the same story they've been telling their entire lives. So, the key to having that shift from A to Z is what? Forgetting. Forgetting that story. Telling a new story. And that's easy. It's easy to tell a story. But the thing is, are you going to believe it? Are you going to take it as reality? Are you going to feel real about it? You have to feel like feeling good is just as real of a reality as feeling bad. If you're accustomed to feeling bad, what do you think about that?
No, 100, dude, 100. And I agree with you. It's just, so following your excitement, following your inspiration, following what makes you feel good is literally the easiest thing to do. It's the thing that has no, it's frictionless. It's had zero resistance. Mm-hmm. It's not hard to do something that feels good. So following that, if what feels good is to like shit talk somebody, like keep navigating through that, because you're not, you know, necessarily like, I can't explain why the fuck I got woke or awakened or whatever the fuck you want to call it. Right. Something happened. There was a big shift in me where I made a huge jump to where I kind of began seeing things and understanding things to a very, you know, greater degree. And it happens, right? They have a bunch of terms and expressions and all this shit for it. So it's easy as fuck. It's the easiest thing in the world to follow your excitement, follow your bliss. But I understand when you get in these states, it can feel so real, so real. The depression is you. The anger is, the fear is you. I know. I've been in that state. I know. It's the realest thing in the world, right? You forget, oh my God, I'm this infinite being of consciousness. I can manifest whatever I want. It's amazing. Life is beautiful. This is all just one game. All this shit goes out the window, and all you fucking care about is, I need to lay in bed. I have no energy, or fuck, my boss is the most shittiest, or fucking what, my wife divorced me. Blah, blah. Okay, I understand. So follow your excitement. Oh, if you can't do that, try to kill the momentum by sleeping or walking up the scale of energy. Again, check out Levels of Energy by Frederick E. Dodson, or message one of us, you know, Daryl Lai on Instagram. We'll send you the scale so you can kind of look at what's the next emotion I can jump up to from this one. Maybe I shouldn't go all the way to love and peace and gratitude. It might be harder to do. And the final thought to that is cutting out toxic people who are negative, cutting out toxic habits or low vibrational habits, you know, whatever terminology resonates with you, cutting out the smoking, all these different things, they contribute to taking away your power. Right, your body's having your mind, your spirit, your soul, the vibration, your energy, your frequency is having to disperse all this energy into either purging it or keeping it alive within your reality. And when you're giving this energy to all these different habits, you're taking away from your personal power, which will naturally make you feel good, which will naturally put you in a state of excitement and inspiration and just crushing it all fucking day long. If I smoke crack, because we just keep going back to this fucking example. If I'm a crack smoker, right, that's eating up a lot of my energy and personal power. I'm giving it away every day to smoking crack. And how do I pay for crack? And where am I going to get my crack today? Right? But if I stop smoking crack, if you just put down the crack pipe, you will find that a lot of the energy has now been freed up and will go into you feel good. Okay? So cut out the habits, kill the momentum. It's all one thing, right? It's all leading up to killing momentum.
Something doesn't feel right about this. Like, I'm trying to vibe with you here, but I can't really vibe with you here,
bro. Go for it.
Like
go for it, man. Talk that talk.
Like, I understand reality is too good. It's too good.
I'm not in disagreement with you, brother. I'm just saying that when you're in that like low vibration, like negative state, you forget these things and it can feel so real that's all there is. That's all that's in front of you, right? When I sent you that picture, I told you, I can't remember how the fuck I passed the message on to you, but when I was telling you about how I was untangling that extension cord, right? I brought this extension cord, everyone listening, to weed whack the backyard, and it was tied up in like so many goddamn, I don't know who the fuck tied this thing. It was so convolutedly tied, man. It was like 50 freaking intricate rolls tied together, and I'm sitting there pissed off, angry, right? I haven't smoked. I just got done spending time with family, and it was just like a negative environment, and I can feel it, and I'm kind of aware of it. It's even to a greater degree than most people, so it's like even more, you know, I'm just in a negative state, and I'm entangling this extension cord, and I get down. It takes me like 15, 20 minutes to get down to the last two or three rolls, and then I realize that I haven't seen the other end of the extension cord this whole time I've been entangling this motherfucker, So I go to the end of the extension cord. I'm like, all right, where's this thing at? And it's cut. And right then and there, when I realized it was cut and all this energy and effort was wasted and I can't fucking weed whack the backyard, instead of exploding into a state of anger, right? The thing closest to anger, by the way, is laughter. It's comedy. So right then and there, I just laughed. I laughed and laughed. And then I went and I sat down in my bed. I took a nap. I woke up in the vortex, connected to source. I was feeling amazing. But that whole part of the day, right? I was in a state of irritation, anger, just a negative state. And it felt real. And it took control, right? And there's a lot of factors playing into it. Like I said, the quitting the smoking, being around, you know, negative people, you know, giving my power away.
But so Dante,
I'm not saying
on.
That everything you're saying, brother, is not real. It's not there. I'm saying it's completely real. It's
but
very,
hold on,
very
hold
true.
On, hold on.
It's very, very there. But it can feel real when you're
but,
in those negative states.
Why
is what I'm saying.
Are we focusing on that?
we got to reach people where they're at, brother. Not everybody's going to be a feel good, you know, oh, fuck yeah, this is awesome. There's going to be some people who might, you know, our podcast is going to like find them, and they're in this state where they're like, oh, fuck, you know? And even for me, dude, this is information I apply on a daily basis. If I feel myself in one of those states, I will walk up the scale, you know, I'll follow the excitement.
What I'm saying is we don't have to do this. Like, it feels much better to be free, dude. Like, right now, I understand. But at the same time, it's like, my body, it just wants to laugh, dude. It wants to have fun. Why are we so serious? It doesn't have to be this way. Like, we can have a mix. Like, it feels...
Brother, definitely. I'm not like in this super serious state. I'm like laughing with my cousin, making some food, and like I'm feeling good, man. There's zero, not a fucking ounce of goddamn like negativity or like like, yeah, to a degree for sure, but the majority is just like I feel good, and I think it's helpful. But if you think it's best to shift, then let's shift, brother.
I know, I got but no like this is what I'm saying. I understand, but it's like, for example. We've mentioned crack a lot in this podcast. I just turn on my phone. Just turn on my phone. You probably heard it. And the first song plays, I'm selling crack. Like, the first song that plays on my phone is someone telling me they're selling crack. Why? Because that's what the focus has been. It's lighthearted. It's very easy to manifest. So, boom, it manifests in the audible format. That's unpredictable. I had no idea that phone would play that song. So it's like we're putting out this energy. We have to have a balance. Like, enough of relating to them. Fuck the relating to them. They have to rise with us. Because if we're always relating to them, that means we're always diluting the higher truths. I'm not saying always be a higher truth, but for the majority of the time, give them incentive to rise. To rise into the vortex, rise into the power. Because it feels so much better when they're risen.
For sure, brother. Like, let's do it.
Yeah, that's bro. It's funny shit, dude. Same thing happened to me the other day. You know what I'm saying, bro? Things manifest quickly. They manifest quickly, dude. I was just chilling. Literally opened the phone and boom. If we're this lighthearted about anything, it manifests so much easier. It's so much easier. Like, this podcast is great because what's happening is we are two individuals of the same consciousness expressing different perspectives. Like, I see 100% where Dante is coming from. And
after listening and kind of shifting out of that, it's Daryl's 100% correct, right? Like, the point is to show you us laughing and feeling good a lot. I wanted to go to more a practical place to kind of reach you guys, but the dominant color, the dominant spectrum, the dominant feeling you should be getting is just lighthearted, feeling good, because that's the majority of our state, right? Not everybody, the whole planet, they're going to listen to this episode, and if it was just all laughing and feeling good, the whole planet is not going to resonate with that, for sure. There's going to be a great majority, because a lot of people are unconscious, they're not awake! Right? So they're going to miss it. They're not going to see it. Like, their negative state is not going to allow them to see it. They're just going to see more negativity. How can they trigger themselves? How can they keep, you know,
this is spreading like,
this fucking state?
This is like, what? This is an anchor, dude. Like, we're literally attracting them. And then they go pursue the other episodes. Like, whoa. It's like, whoa, wait a minute. Oh. You know what I mean? It's like, this is like a, what is this? It's like when you go fishing and to catch the big fish, you gotta give them a little fish.
Yeah, bait. Exactly.
Bait. Clickbait. Clickbaiting. Clickbait with negativity. to attract the awakened.
Exactly.
Oh man, this is awesome. And you see what's happening, guys? We're real. We are real people. Oh, my mic keeps on fucking up. Why is this mic messing up, dude? Okay, it's back. And it's like, we're real people, right? We are real people. Other people?
And we're by no definition like enlightened beings of of brilliant, pure conscious like we are, but also we're not. You know what I mean? Like, we have bad days. I just got done telling you guys, you know, I just quit smoking. I'm letting this energy release from my body. I had a one day, you know, this week where I was just like in a negative state. But like Tony Robbins says, right? True. We don't fucking stay there. We don't stay in that state. That is not our majority. Our majority is feeling good, sharing, following our excitement, building, giving, all the higher vibrational states of being. And it's amazing. Mm-hmm. It feels great and it's effortless, right? It recharges you to laugh. It gives you more energy, right? It's hard to just be like all day long, not cracking jokes. And I don't know if you guys listening, but I grew up in a household like that where there's no laughing. Laughing was like, if you laugh, someone would give you a dirty look. That's how weird it was. Like, that's how weird of an environment it was, right? But if you laugh, if you joke, if you like fucking stub your toe instead of going fucking mother, you go in a negative spiral. If instead you just start laughing, you're like, damn, you know what? I probably shouldn't have been in a rush like that. Maybe I should chill the fuck out. Stub your toe, baby.
It's okay.
Exactly. Then you start laughing. You know what? You feel good. And from that place of feeling good, maybe you get an idea for your business or an idea for this or the idea to go try that. And it's insane what happens. It's just you get all these things like bombarding you, all these great ideas and feelings bombarding you. And I can't even tell you how many conversations Daryl and I have where we're just laughing and then it just led to something crazy or amazing or a fucking awesome idea. It's insane. And that will just keep getting better and better and better and better.
Right now, I'm learning an amazing life lesson. I took off this lens. Like, they sell these little lenses you can put on a smartphone, like a smartphone lens clip. And I'm putting it on my phone, and it's given the perception of distance, right? Like, if I just put the camera to my face, it gives me a zoomed in picture. Like, but if I put this lens out, it completely zooms it out. But the illusion is my face has not moved. My face is in the same exact location. Even the smartphone is in the same exact location. The only thing that has changed is the lens. And between one lens, I can look this way. And between another lens, I can look that way. And it really is trippy. It's like, what lenses are we looking at in our life?
Very powerful, brother. Very powerful. Trippy, keep dude. It going.
Like, what the hell?
No, it's, dude, it's so funny. A couple weeks ago, I had a conversation with a buddy of mine who's starting to wake up more and more and more. It's kind of crazy. He's, I think I might have mentioned him in one of the previous episodes, but we're talking. We're like, look, and I think I'm actually just given this metaphor before, actually, but you can look out your... Take you guys driving, right? You're driving to work or wherever the fuck you're going. You're in your car. You're looking at your windshield. And maybe there's a crack in your windshield. Maybe like a little pebble hit it and it made a big old crack. And maybe, you know, fuck, pissed you off or whatever. You're going to have to get replaced, emissions, all this kind of stuff. You're looking at the crack, right? Every day you get into that vehicle, you can choose to see the crack and let it put you in a negative state. Or you can choose to see everything outside of the windshield, the beautiful fucking world out there, the fact you're alive in the first place, all these amazing qualities about life. That choice exists within us at all times. We have the ability to choose what state we want to be in. But when we engage in negative, you know, negativity, it becomes cumbersome. It becomes heavy. It weighs us down. And it kind of almost blinds us or hides it, right? Puts it like deep in the closet where it's kind of hard to look for it. We don't really know if it's there or not, but like we know we put it there a long time ago. It makes it kind of hard to remember what that feels like. That's what I was getting at. Like, it can feel so real, but it's always there. You're an infinite being. And it doesn't really matter if you go your entire life not coming to this realization, because you're just, like, when you die, you're just going to wake up and it's going to be like waking up from a dream and you're going to be like, oh, that was so silly. I have all that worry and stress. I had no need for it. But at the same time, you can choose it and you can make this physical world amazing.
You can make it amazing. Dante, I have to venture out into my living room, because my folks are calling me.
Yes. But,
dude, this podcast is powerful, because what happened in this podcast, this is amazing. This is the energy I love. We are open. We are honest. We're giving you everything. Like, we're bringing you along our journey. We're not hiding anything. You know what I mean? Like, if Dante feels that way and he expresses himself in that way, we're perfect. You know what I mean? This was supposed to happen. This was exactly supposed to happen. This podcast displays an amazing array of emotions. It's like, in 1 second, Dante was like, okay, I'm rising. And he rose. In 1 second, I was like, okay. We talking about crack? This shit's fucking lit, dog. I fucking love this podcast. I ain't gonna lie. Like, I love listening to the show. Like, when I'm cruising, when I'm driving, I'm like, yes, yo, sir. I listen to my show, dude. This show is awesome. This show was awesome. We have 60 plays strong. 62, I think. Damn. So fast. So quick.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, guys. Peace, love, and light to our afflictions. Anything you want to say, bro, to the people?
Oh, we're cutting it off?
Yeah, I gotta go. Or you want to keep on going?
Oh, no, that's totally fine, man. Yeah, hey, guys, listen. We're wanting to expand this. We're wanting to snowball this, get more people in. So the sole intent is for them to live lives where they feel good all the time, all right? That's it. So if you want to feel good all the time, if you want more of the planet to feel good all the time and act and take these actions of inspiration and create all these wonderful fucking things to make this whole place a better place, 5-star this podcast, write a review, and just share it, right? Even if you don't do all of them, you can just do one, and that's plenty. But please do that. Help us snowball this. Help it get us, you know, to more people. And I love you. I'm going to eat my food now. You're amazing. Peace, love, and light.
You're amazing. Peace, love, and light. And go do that. Go do that. See you soon.